when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
On the train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam I had the same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought of you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I thought about you. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you.
Travel, memory, and nostalgia. Three things that go together quite well in the world of American musical song. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only public radio station. And today we're emanating out of, I'm kind of on the move. I'm out of a little small room somewhere on the Northeast. I'm not going to tell you where, because today's theme is about travel. And to quote a line from Larry Hart, we'll hear in a moment or two, a afternoon where you can trust to your wanderlust. Travel's been a tough thing these days. People can't quite get to where they want to go, but you can sit back easy in your easy chair and think of memories of places you've been or places you'd like to go. That song, I Thought About You, sung by Nancy Wilson so brilliantly, was a Johnny Mercer, Jimmy Van Heusen song. We'll hear a lot of Johnny Mercer today. He seemed to write about this whole idea of distance and nostalgia better than anyone certainly in the American popular song canon. And that was a one-off song, not a theater song, but we'll hear a bunch of great tunes today. Long before Frank Lesser was the composer-lyricist who took Broadway by storm in the late 40s with Where's Charlie and then Guys and Dolls' Most Happy Fella, he was a lyricist in Hollywood, and he wrote a song for a movie called Kiss the Girls Goodbye with Victor Schertzinger. I love this song. Bobby Short sings it brilliantly. But here is Connie Boswell to remind us of, yeah, this is the time of year where you were at least dreaming about going down to the beach and getting a little sand in your shoes.
Sand in my shoes, sand from Havana, calling me to that ever so heavenly shore, calling me back to you once more. Dreams in the night, dreams of Havana, dreams of a love I haven't the strength to refuse. Darling, the sand is in my shoes. Deep in my veins, the sensuous strain of the soft guitar. Deep in my soul, the thundering roll of a tropic sea. Under the stars, that was Havana. You are the moonlit memory I can't seem to lose. That's why my life's an aimless cruise. All that is real is a feel of the sand in my shoes. The sensuous strain of the soft guitar. Deep in my soul, the thundering roll of a tropic sea. Under the stars, you are the moonlit memory I can't seem. That's why my life's an aimless cruise. All that is real is a feel of the sand in my shoes.
Feel some sun on my face. I will lay in a chair till I am medium rare, till freckles have to fight for a place. 'Cause I want some sun to come and unfreeze me quick.
I'd be a popsicle if I just had a stick.
And with sufficient sun on my face,
gonna feel some sun on my face.
I will lay in a chair till I am medium rare, till freckles have to fight for a place.
Oh! Though on the beach we'll never look like the rest,
in spite of handicaps we will try to stay abreast.
with sufficient salamander.
We'll tan sister to sister.
That was the cast of the Julie Stein, Bob Merrill show, Sugar, based on Some Like It Hot. You'll remember all those, that girl band, Sweet Sue, in this case, infiltrated by two guys in drag, going from the freezing Chicago down to Miami. Johnny Mercer, as I said, was such a great poet laureate of travel. Here is a musical he wrote for the London stage in 1974, I think, never came to New York, called Good Companions. Music by Andre Previn. It's such a lovely catalog of places people want to go and points beyond. And here is the lyricist himself singing with his good companion, Bing Crosby.
Voyagers are cast away on strange exotic lands. Much precious time is passed away in wringing of the hands.
Far better to fall in with one another.
Find something else to eat besides each other.
Kind fate sees fit to stake us all to brandy and cigars. The vehicle to take us all toward the distant stars. Here, here.
Good companions stick together. Sunny skies or stormy weather. Birdies of uncommon feather, come what may. Even when the raindrops tumble, good companions never grumble. Them's the breaks, as Willie Shakespeare used to say.
Oh yes, that was widely quoted.
He said it all.
Through the highways and the byways of our native land.
Must be Spokane.
Playing both the big time and the one night stand. Hand in hand.
Good companions, that's the ticket.
Sitting duck.
Oh, sticky wicket.
This old life's a game of cricket.
Each must play. For we're the good companions, and we're on our way.
Kankakee
and Tennessee
to Omaha
and Wichita.
We'll travel through the good old USA,
like Lewis and Clark, oh, Washington
and Oregon,
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan,
and back to San Francisco by the bay
for Fanchon and Marco.
Off to old Bavaria aboard the Berengaria.
We'll pirouette our way across the pond
at the captain's table,
then the Wembley Stadium,
off to the Palladium
and points beyond.
Thank you.
cricket each must play. For we're the good companions, and we're on our way. On our way.
Rodgers and Hart seem to have a song about everything, so of course they have a song about getting out of town. It's where we get the title of today's show. And my good chum, Eric Comstock, who you know, who plays and sings piano so wonderfully with his talented bride, Barbara Fasano, recorded an album of Larry Hart songs a while ago. And I want to include this song on the show, but I rang him and I said, or I texted him or I emailed him, whatever. And I said, Eric, but you didn't sing the verse, which is the title of my show. And he was like, okay. I'll perform it for you. I'll play it in my apartment. I'll send it to you. So here is a world premiere, folks, of the verse to Mountain Greenery, Rodgers and Hart, 1926, played and sung by Eric Comstock, and then we'll segue into his recorded version from a few years back. Thanks, Eric.
On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job. Throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait, just you wait.
In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery, bless our mountain greenery home. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. How we love sequestering where no pests are pestering, no dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let them sting me on the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery than our mountain greenery home. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, two crazy people together. While you rest, my mama, let Papa fry an omelette. Every bun is light as a feather. It's quite all right to sing at night. I'll sit and play my ukulele. You can bet your life its tone beats a Yasha Heifetz tone. Bless our mountain greenery home. Life is more delectable when it's disrespectable. Bless our mountain greenery home.
As Nelson said at the Battle of Waterloo, 'tis a far better thing I have done than I ever did do. For there comes an affair in the tides of men, when that moment of truth that crops up now and then requires a man to muster all his powers and set his face to meet his totally towers. I've invariably found that feet kept on the ground allow the grass to grow.
An accurate observation, sir.
Climb the highest hill you see, shin up the tallest tree,
you'll see a better show.
I will try to bear that in mind, sir.
Keep your castles in the air. By building them down there, you'll never learn to fly.
But that has never been my ambition, sir.
He who hesitates is lost. Burn bridges once they're crossed. Don't stop to say goodbye.
My philosophy is to travel hopefully and taking each day that I survive an opportunity to share that company that welcomes me when I arrive.
Hopeful travel will ensure that life's a mystery tour. You're bound to lose your way. I'm aboard with Booster B. Drag out that force and see, and top it up with hay. An opportunity to share that company that welcomes me when I arrive. I have often felt the case for staying in one place is safer on the whole.
There are risks attached, sir.
I would hate to hear it said, a rooster hit his head. An ostrich or a mole.
My philosophy is to travel hopefully and making each day a nice survive. An opportunity to share that company that welcomes me when I arrive. Travel hopefully with me and I will guarantee to meet your point of view.
A wonderful song about travel. Jaunty, isn't it? I guess that was written by what? Ivor Novello in the 1920s? No! It was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber for the 1975 West End musical Jeeves. That was David Hemmings, traveling hopefully along the way. Great song, and I think a great underestimated score. Well, the idea about travel and thinking about places we've been and want to go back to is such a part of the American musical theater. Here is an Irving Berlin tune from 1933's As Thousands Cheer, where the one and only Ethel Waters impersonates Josephine Baker, the rage of Paris, la rage de la Paris, thinking about the place that means the most to her.
Diamonds in my rings, a Riviera chateau, and a lot of other things, and I'm blue, so blue am I. Lots of ready money in seven different banks. I counted up this morning, it was about 1,000,000 francs, and I'm blue, so blue, and I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parley-voo will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, but my heart keeps singing, hidey-ho. I've become too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed, with Harlem on my mind. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parlez-vous will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but show as you bone, I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. And when I'm bathing in my marble tub each evening after the show, I get to thinking about that cotton club, and my heart starts chirping, hardy-ho, send me. I've been too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that flat with 50 million Frenchmen tagging behind, with Harlem on my mind.
Ethel Waters as Josephine Baker. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today we are traveling, hopefully, and trusting to our wanderlust, thinking about places and people and things and sights and sounds that we perhaps wish we could be at. Harlem on My Mind was set in Paris, so let us go over to Europe and hear a wonderful song, one of the greats and one of the most fantastic renditions of anything ever, a Gershwin song from the movie Damsel in Distress, sung as only Frank Sinatra can.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity, what to do, what to do, what to do. The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low, and it had me down. I viewed the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you standing right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining, 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 shining everywhere. How long, I wondered, could this thing possibly last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you right there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining,
where.
Paris, romantic and charming, left all her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was young and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. I think of happy hours and people who share them, old women selling flowers in markets at dawn, children who applauded Punch and Judy in the park, and those who danced at night and kept their Paris bright till the town went dark. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was young and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her, Paris, that way.
One of the great one-off songs of all time. Lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein and music by Jerome Kern, written after Hammerstein was so devastated by Paris's fall to the Nazis in the late 1930s. So that singer was Noel Coward. Noel Coward, of course, was the best interpreter of his own music, his own songs, but occasionally he sang stuff by other people. Both, there's a great recording of him singing I'm Old Fashioned by Jerome Kern, but there's something so wonderful and astute, and of course he recorded this during the war when he was just across the channel from Paris, and very, very smart interpreter, Noel Coward. Nothing he does surprises me, because he's just so amazing at everything. Well, we're looking at Traveling Along. Here is a cut song from Guys and Dolls, sung by another great songwriter, composer, lyricist, Frank Lesser, whose song we heard earlier in the show. Here is a song for Sky Masterson that was cut from Guys and Dolls, sung by the master himself.
Most guys buy themselves houses and promptly box themselves in, with the stove and the wife, the subscription to life, and the sound of Junior practicing violin. And they no longer dream about places they'll go, they just brood about places they've been. Well, thank you very much, though the joys be many. Thank you very much, I'm not having any. I'm traveling light, no one's weighing me down. Got my ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town. Traveling light, mister, see what I mean. Got my ticket in my pocket if I don't like your routine. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to break clean. And I'm damned if your mortgage I'll carry, though your proposition's a beaut. And I'm damned if your sister I'll marry. Guess I left my heart in my other suit. And I'm traveling light, no one's weighing me down. Got my ticket in my pocket for the minute the gods frown. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town.
Well, maybe Sky Masterson is going to hop on the Sky Chief going west, or on the 20th century for that matter. In music, life is certainly like a train sometimes. There's nothing like a train ride to evoke feelings of nostalgia and travel. Here is one of the great, great, great train songs written again by Johnny Mercer, this time music by Harry Warren from the film The Harvey Girls, in a rendition by Mary Claire Herron that is a jaw-dropper for me. If you think you know this song, you don't until you've heard her sing it. And luckily for you, on Broadway to Main Street, you get a chance.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that can sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh. Hey Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big. In this day and age, girls don't leave home. But if you get a hankering, you want to roam. My advice to you is run away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe. I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they'd fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. What a thrill, with the wheels a-singing westward ho, right day I heard them start. Cross the Kansas plains to New Mexico. I guess I got a little gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, then I'll spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka. The Atchison, Topeka. On the Atchison, Topeka.
Finally got a headline. News is crushed as bulls attack. Crutchy's calling me. Dumb Crips just too damn slow. Guys are fighting, bleeding, falling. Thanks to good old Captain Jack. Captain Jack just wants to close his eyes and go! Let me go far away. Somewhere they won't never find me, and tomorrow won't remind me of today. When the city's finally sleeping and the moon looks old and gray, I get on a train that's bound for Santa Fe. And I'm gone, and I'm done. No more running, no more lying, no more fat old men denying me my pay. Just the moon so big and yellow, it turns night right into day. Dreams come true, yeah they do, in Santa Fe. Where does it say you gotta live and die here? Where does it say a guy can't catch a break? Why should you only take what you're given? Why should you spend your whole life living trapped where there ain't no future? Even at 17, breaking your back for someone else's sake. If the life don't seem to suit ya, how about a change of scene? Far from the lousy headlines and the deadlines in between. Santa. I can't spend my whole life dreaming, though I know that's all I seem inclined to do. I ain't getting any younger, and I wanna start brand new. I need space and fresh air. Let them laugh in my face, I don't care. Stay in my place, I'll be there. Just be real is all I'm asking, not some painting in my head. 'Cause I'm dead if I can't count on you today. I got nothing if I ain't got sin.
There must be something about Santa Fe. That was Jeremy Jordan from the musical Newsies, music by Alan Menken and lyrics by Jack Feldman. Something still eternally evocative about those far off cities. You see, they hear that a lot in country western music, but we get it in the American musical as well. I had an extraordinary experience a few years ago, 20 years ago. I was at a dinner party or benefit, and I was sat at the same table as David Shire, who's written so much great music with Richard Maltby. And I said to him, you know, I sang a song of yours in the shower this morning. And he burst into tears practically. He said, no one has ever said that to me. Well, they are eminently good songs, worthy of singing in the shower, on stage. And here from Starting Here, Starting Now, their review from the 70s, British cast, I think, is one of the best songs about travel I know. Hence the title.
Take me where you wanna go, make it anywhere at all. Follow any winds that blow, any course it seems to call. Northward, southward, east or west. Take me different places, show me different faces. That's the life I like best. Travel! As the boat says to the river, when it's free and starting to flow, take me where you wanna go, I'll go anywhere you please. Ride the center of the flow or meander near the trees. Onward, outward, day by day. Rudder firm and steady, I am standing ready, sweep me off on our way. Travel!
As they're starting out on their life, take me where you want to go, I will sail along with you. With our family in tow, we will see each other through.
Sunrise, sunset, year to year, round together, bending to the river's ending, I will always be near. Travel!
Well, we've come to the end of the road, as it were. This is Larry Maslon for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW. And it's with a certain wistfulness that we went through, we went down the road, we went down the track for some travel songs today, because I know that's a complicated issue, but that's why we return to great songs, because they evoke such deep passion and longing and optimism for us. Here's one of my favorite songs ever. Peggy Lee is celebrating her centenary this year. Or we're celebrating her centenary, I guess we should say. Another great Johnny Mercer lyric, this time from a film, music by Henry Mancini. And I hope whatever road you go down, you have someone to go down that road with you, or someone's to go down that road with you. And till next week on Broadway to Main Street, you'll always have me to go alongside the road with you. Here's Peggy Lee.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day, as long as love still wears a smile. I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long while. As long as love still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.